joining me once again to talk about everything that's going on, the economy, tax reform, Social Security, you name it, one of my favorite all-time guests, Secretary of Treasury John Snow. Secretary Snow, thank you so much for joining us again.
Hey, thanks, Gary. Always good to be on with you.
Terrific. Right out of the box, and I keep saying this on my radio show, hurricanes, the Fed continuing to raise rates, $60 oil, but we continue to have an economy that is just, for lack of a better word, cooking. What do you attribute this to?
Well, you're absolutely right. It's really an amazing performance by the American economy in the face of all these headwinds that you mentioned. I attribute it to the fact, the good performance, to the fact that we have basically the most flexible and resilient economy in the world, because we have adopted on a scale beyond any other country reliance on market forces. We let markets work. We let markets adjust. And we've also, thanks to the president, put in place a low tax rate environment. That low tax rate environment encourages capital spending and job creation. And it's that combination, I think, of good fiscal policy. I give the Fed credit, too. The mm-hmm. Fed's done a good job of leaning against deflation or inflation and keeping us on a steady course. But at the heart of it, it's the incentives we give people to invest and to establish new businesses, to take risks, that has this economy continuously putting resources in the right places, and if they go to the wrong places, withdrawing them and putting them somewhere else.
Right.
It's a marvelous mechanism for high GDP growth and for high job creation and for high wages.
Now, I don't know if you can comment or want to comment on this, but do you get worried when you hear senators and congressmen talk about windfall taxes on oil companies, which really kind of flies in the face of what our market forces are about?
Oh, absolutely. We've tried that in the past. We've tried windfall profits. We've tried price controls, and they always produce the same result. They're counterproductive, and they discourage investment. They discourage the creation of the additional supply of the whatever the commodity is that's the subject of the excess profits tax or the price controls.
Right.
We go back to the 70s and the long lines we got at gas stations when people queuing up, when we tried to artificially hold prices down. The market forces that I talked about earlier organize the economy, adjust the economy, and lead to the right results if we let them work.
Right. There's nothing like the two words, supply and demand, in my humble opinion.
Exactly.
We're talking about now looking to overhaul the tax and how we are taxed, and I think it's about time some things get done. I'll open up the floor to you what you're looking to do, and then I got a couple specific questions. Go right ahead.
Good. Well, I received this past Tuesday the report of the president's panel on tax reform. Back in January, the president had set up a panel chaired by the former distinguished senator from Florida, Connie Mack,
mm-hmm.
To look at the code, and the president charged them with trying to reform it. In the president's view, it's just a gosh-awful mess. It's overly complicated. It gets in the way of it isn't fair, it isn't simple, and it doesn't help growth. And he asked the panel to look at ways we could change the code and make it fairer, simpler, and more growth-oriented. They reported in on Tuesday, and now it's our job to take their report and think about how we can, what recommendations we want to send to the president. But the president clearly views tax reform, easing the burden of the complexity of the code, as a high national priority.
And I do know that one of the things that I believe is actually bipartisan is getting rid of this alternative minimum tax. Can you explain for my listeners that may not know exactly what that is and why it's so bad?
Well, the alternative minimum tax is a tax that came about back in, I think it was 1969. When there were some small number of multimillionaires, a couple of hundred multimillionaires, who didn't pay any taxes.
Right.
And Congress said we ought to make sure that multimillionaires pay their fair share, and it put in place this thing called the alternative minimum tax. What's happened over the interim is that millions and millions of millions of Americans are getting caught up in the alternative minimum tax, and they aren't millionaires. It's a stealth tax. It's an alternative. It's a dual tax system, and we are required to pay whichever is higher, the regular tax or the alternative minimum tax. And in the years ahead, Jerry, it's going to pick up millions and millions of Americans. It's a very complicated tax. It's an unfair tax, and the panel recommended eliminating it. And the panel is bipartisan, and I think eliminating it would have bipartisan support. So that's the issue. It's the issue of this stealth tax that most people don't know is out there,
right,
which is in the years ahead going to become the major tax system for millions and millions of Americans. And we need to address that.
Well, I've said for years that if you put Einstein and Stephen Hawking in a room, they still couldn't figure out our tax code, and something needs to be done. So kudos for the attempt. All right, now we're talking to Treasury Secretary John Snow. Look, we had the hurricanes, and you know we're trying to now move forward and you know fix things up, get past things, and move forward the next 3 years. I know the president's in South America now. What are going to be the most important projects that the administration is going to work on to keep this economy doing exactly what it's been doing for the last 2-3 years.
I think right at the top of that list is making sure we stay on a path to reduce the deficit. Deficits hurt economic performance. They raise inflationary expectations and they raise interest rates. They crowd out private capital. So the deficit is dealing with the deficit. Controlling spending will be a priority. Sustaining the low tax environment,
right,
will be another priority. We want to make the president's tax cuts permanent. Another one, and an awfully important one, is trade and making progress on the Doha round. This round of multilateral trade reduction, trade tariff and quota reductions, called the Doha round. The president has come out and said we're prepared to reduce our subsidies, tariffs, and quotas if the rest of the world would. That's awfully important because we have the lowest tariffs and quotas and subsidies in the world, which means our markets are more open than the markets of the rest of the world. We need the
exactly
rest of the world to open their markets to us. And our firms and our workers, and we have a huge amount to gain by getting the rest of the world to embrace trade liberalization. So I'd put that right up there with the deficit and with sustaining this low tax environment.
All right, Secretary Snow, growth-oriented policies, that's what we love here at Investor's Edge. Keep up the great work, and always looking forward to speaking to you again in the future.
Hey, thanks, Gary.
Take care.